Welcome to this week's edition of Ebony Spectrum.
Yeah. Don's joining.
Bob Davis in the house.
Yeah, the notorious, the one and only. Starting to get that spirit, that Ebony Spectrum spirit.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
There he is. All right. I call him let's see, what's a good name, a good handle? The underground political spectator, the disruptor. That's Bob Davis. I think that's Dawn In. I think I know who that is. Yeah, he got one of them gigs. He could listen in, see. Shut the door. Woo! Do you feel me? Ain't done that in a while, Kevin. Kevin Ace.
I know. I'll let you sing today.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Oh, Oh. Yeah. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. togetherness and the answer it feels even further away. The air of importance I once carried. I'm walking over clouds. Oh. Now I see wind eyes on lonesome nights like as I can't sleep.
kissing close up the moment we woke up.
In La Vie, je suis.
Thank you.
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
try to fly? Is it so high? We don't think so. We don't think so. Are we looked at? Are we set back? Can we fake him? Emulate him? Time is breaking, changing, faking. Grind us up now, not too hard now. Features so fine, rouge and eyeliner. Things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's altar, often falter. Cripes all's out now, no more fights now. Makeup's taking lots of shipping on my eyelash. You sure it don't clash? Slimline trousers, facial powders, letting my mind. You sure there's no lines? Eye me up now, pamper me now. Please don't pass by.
All right, let's start today by going through a few things about this week that I didn't have time for earlier in the week. There's this guy named Charlie Kirk. He's part of the right-wing group Turning Point USA, and he had a really bad day on Tuesday. Not only was Donald Trump indicted, but we saw Brendan Johnson win the mayoral race in Chicago. We also saw this liberal Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate win her race in Wisconsin, making Wisconsin now have a left-leaning Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years. And Charlie Kirk recognizes that result decreases their chances of being able to win the White House in 24. He won't say why, but obviously it's because they plan to cheat. They plan to go to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin to try to get the Wisconsin electoral votes in 2024, whether or not their candidate gets the most votes. Take a listen to this.
Yesterday was not a good day
for you.
Not only was Trump arraigned, Wisconsin was a blowout, and there goes the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and it decreases our chance to be able to win the White House in 2024. It's not impossible, but we tried to warn people. Turning Point Action was on the ground. We were knocking on doors trying to raise money. The RNC, nowhere to be found. MIA, that's why we tried to do everything we could to get regime change done at the RNC. They wouldn't be bothered. They were too busy doing their things that they do, which is nothing but pay themselves and take care of their DC consultants. And then Chicago, not as if it was in a going in a hopeful direction, decided to elect an outright Marxist. Total Marxist is going to become mayor of Chicago. We'll go.
Okay, he's not a Marxist, but let's focus in on the Supreme Court piece of this. The only way they can win is cheating and overturning the will of the voters. He's saying the quiet part out loud. He is saying, now I'll give you hit. I know he doesn't mean to be saying this, but what he is in practice saying is the way we were going to win in 2024 was by filing motions that would hopefully get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court would decide to give us the electoral votes. Now, if you ask Charlie about it, he'll say, no. I'm not saying we're going to cheat. What I mean is Democrats will try to cheat. And then we will have to go to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin in order to get the rightful results, which are that Trump or whoever will be the winner. But who has a history of doing this stuff? Remember, you look at 2020. They spent the entire summer saying Democrats are going to try to cheat. And we know they actually tried to. We know that they had a number of these fraudulent elector scams going in different states. We know that they filed endless motions to try to circumvent the actual will of the people. This is actually very good news for Wisconsin, where in Wisconsin, you have women worried about losing control over their own medical care, who now have a better shot at retaining it, thanks to the change in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And of course, the fact that Charlie Kirk's big concern is we were relying on that court in order to try to win in 2024 tells you everything you need to know about who and what they care about. He's saying the quiet part out loud. That Wisconsin result could end up being really important. Speaking of cults, right-wing commentator Anna Perez says she'd be willing to take a bullet for Trump and that Trump would be willing to take a bullet for her. This is interesting on a few different levels. Let's take a listen to it.
Something that really kind of inspired me before I did this show was hearing Ryan, what Ryan said in the episode that he did today, right before this. He said, I would take a bullet for President Trump. And when he said that, at first I was a little taken aback. I was like, all right, Ryan, that's a little much. But then I thought about it for a split second, and then I realized, no, it's not. You know why? Because President Trump would take a bullet for me. President Trump is taking a bullet for me. President Trump is prepared to take a bullet for all of us.
And of course, that is not true. So let's talk about a couple different things here. First of all, it's funny to me that these Trump supporters still think Trump cares about them. It's so abundantly apparent now, beyond any question, that Trump does not like his supporters. Trump has spent his entire life as a rich guy from New York City trying to stay away from folks that are like the vast majority of those who support him. That's first. Trump would not take a bullet for anyone. Remember when Trump said he would have run into the building where there was a shooter? No, he would not.